This week started off in fantastic style. That's right. The late, great John English, take it away.
Wheels are flying. Well, they're electrifying. Wheels across the kick from Moses. Leads the way. Mitchell Moses. That is so good. From the permanent half, but yes, you should clap yourself.
I want to get to know you. Tell me what you're
Big Country is happening at Berry next month. We spoke to Casey Barnes.
But I can't help but think, just looking at this lineup and knowing how tight-knit the country music or your country music artists are here in Australia, I can't help but think there's going to be a mad piss up behind the stage, Casey. And I'm just wondering how I'm going to get my name down to be part of it.
Oh, mate, I tell you what, you're probably spot on. We're probably going to need a designated driver, so... Yes, it's generally a fair bit of fun backstage. I know Kernighan's on the bill, isn't he? Or not?
Yeah, Lee's on the bill, yep.
Lee's on the bill. Okay, well then, yeah, it's going to be a party.
Imogen Radburn is a 16-year-old superstar off the track, and she's going places fast. She's moved up to Formula Ford. What does that mean?
It means that you're travelling at 220 k's an hour plus 230 if it's dry. And you've got no roof over your head, and you're strapped in this tiny little, I guess you could say it's like a submarine, because that's what it feels like. And you're just driving as fast as you can, and not being able to see what's straight in front of you, but looking metres and metres ahead.
Here's an F1 car, right? I think that's on board Lewis Hamilton's Mercedes. It's like a finely tuned machine. And here is our V8s. Now, if you had the choice, Imogen, where would you like to end up? Would you like to take Dan Ricciardo's seat at McLaren, or would you like to end up racing all the guys up on the mountain?
I want to be up at the mountain trying to win a championship up there. My main goal.
Down at Ulladulla, Phil McDonald was raising money for the Stroke Foundation by doing 150 boxing rounds over the weekend. 150! This morning... pugilist himself, and I feel welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, Stoltzy, thanks for having me on, mate. Yeah, mate, it's a bit surreal. I've got all my family down here with me at the moment. Today is actually the anniversary of Dad's death. He passed away 4 a.m. this morning 12 months ago, and I came down to watch the sunrise down here on Mollymook Beach, and the sun came out, and it was just one of the most amazing sunrises I've seen for quite a while.
Phil, what are some of the ways that we can help prevent us from having a stroke?
One of the simplest things that we can all do is drink more water. He said it increases your blood flow. And something as simple as that, I think everyone could remember something as simple as that, Stoltzy. So, you know, for everyone listening this morning, drink more water.
And the great Australian dunny hunt is on like Donkey Kong again this year. Do you know where all the dunnies are in our area? We had the dunny king, Sean Burford, on the show, who discovered 129 dunnies last year. He's a legend.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of fun searching for them as well.
Okay, so what was your main area? You discovered 129. You are the dunny king. Okay, I'm not sure what that does to you, whether it gets you any beers or somewhere, but it should.
I think it gets me a bit of a throne, actually.
There we go. Very good. And that's the week that was on the 2SD Breakfast Show.